The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, bad habit with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves her strawberry OG in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, to bridge driving, some kind of fashion shake that I should do. But all my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with a mess of towels tied in my brain, splattered all over my head, should be shaking. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell. Mafia's running it tonight. We got later this hour, I believe, Gopher to Two, your boy Joe Lisi, with his weekly college football snags, and we'll go at it with him about all the big games in college football. So that's all happening. And right now we're watching this Thursday nighter in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. So far, Seattle's still on top, 7-3. They had a chance to go up 10-3 at the half, but they missed the field goal left, Myers, and that was that. And then they got the ball. They just had the ball at midfield, first and 10, but they didn't get a first down. And so they punted, and now the Rams have the ball deep in their own end. And, of course, the story now is Stafford's index finger on his throwing hand has been taped up. They've been talking about it since it happened at the end of the second quarter, right going into the half, that they were looking at his hand on the sideline. We'll see if he can throw a pass here. He throws it 10 yards out of bounds on an out route, so that didn't look good. Third and three. So I have to say, Mafia, I got to be honest with you. You know, at this point, I'm watching this team, the Rams, on the road in Seattle, and they look like they're going to lose to me. They look like the same team that came out and got their ass beat by Arizona in SoFi, and here they are on the road looking very average to me. Nothing in the first half against a alleged porous defense, but Seattle looks anything but porous tonight defensively. They've held them to 3 points, and I think that at some level, there's the 12th man's a factor here. They don't, you know, play poorly in their building, and they don't usually lose in their building. And I just feel like they're playing better than the Rams, and I think it should be at least 10-3, maybe more. And they had a, you know, interception in the first half that they blew Wilson. And I think it could be worse right now. And I'm watching him miss firing on guys wide open. Woods was wide open on that play, first and 10, and he overthrew him by 10 yards. So I'm starting to wonder if his index finger is a problem. And I just don't think they look good tonight. So now that's two nights in a row that they don't look good. And I'm just sitting here going, this team's overrated. Everybody's talking about them going to the Super Bowl and winning the NFC, and no one can beat them. Meanwhile, they get their ass stomped by Arizona in their building, and now they're up in Seattle Mafia, and they look anything but the best team in football. You got to be kidding me. This isn't the best team of anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know where this team came from. It's not the team that we saw the first couple weeks of the season. This is a team that, you know, is kind of looking like it was when it was led by Goff, you know, that they have all this talent and they're just not putting it in the end zone when they need to. The running game was working pretty well. There's other things that they're doing. You know, he's in Woods all day, but can't seem to find Cooper Kupp really in these big passes. Can't really seem to get, you know, some of these other things going. And they've gotten down into territory and not gotten the big points that they should. They haven't gotten the touchdowns. We saw that bad interception that he threw. I'm wondering with you, Leo, if maybe his hand is a little more of an issue. Maybe that's something that we didn't know pregame that he's had issues from. You know, from a couple of weeks now, I don't know. We'll have to see. Big pass there. They're going to need more of that if they really want to get this game going where it should be.
Well, Jackson just had an enormous catch and run, and I don't know if he just pulled up lame. Did he just, you know, because he's had millions of leg injuries in his career. That's been his demise, has been his hamstrings and calves. And it looked like he pulled up at the end of that run. Now, he was wide open. Came back for the ball, caught it, and then outran everybody with his speed. And I thought he was just schooling everybody, but it looked to me like he pulled up. But they started this drive at the 3-yard line. So they're deep in. They're at the 12 of the Seahawks now. So they've gone the length of the field in a couple of passes. So that was a huge play to Jackson. Enormous. Now they're going to run it down. Even further, it's going to be 2nd and 3. So we welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mighty Ear 1090, and San Diego Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah. Terrell on the bench on a thirsty Thursday night. We're watching Seattle and the Rams from Seattle, the 12th man in effect. So we got a lot more than that going on tonight. There's baseball going on. The Rays are kicking the Red Sox ass right now in the 5th, 4-0. And there's college football. I'll tell you about that when I come back on the bench.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I told you, college football, there's two games tonight. One of them has ranked Coastal Carolina up 38-14 at Arkansas State early on in the 4th quarter. And Arkansas State has the rock at their own 25. And they're down big in this game. The deal is that it was 17.5 when it opened up. That's what I got it at. It was 20.5 today. So either way, it's sketchy. It's right there in problem land. You know, it's trouble. You're right around the number where Arkansas State could backdoor. I need Coastal, bottom line, to wake up and finish them off. Stick it in the end zone another time or two and be done with it. Don't mess around with this team. Finish them. And then Houston is at Tulane down in New Orleans, and they just took the lead at the end of the third with a touchdown, and they lead it 26-22 over the Wave. So the Cougs are up 26-22, up 4. Baseball, I told you, they're in the 6th. Bottom of the 6th, Rays at bat. Nobody on, nobody out. 4-0 Rays over the Red Sox in game one of the ALDS. Earlier today, the Astros kicked the White Sox ass 6-1. I see no reason at all for them to lose to the White Sox tomorrow either, the way they beat their ass today. I mean, honestly, Giolito against Valdez tomorrow, does it even matter? They threw their best pitcher, and now tomorrow their second best pitcher, Giolito. So Lance Lynn got lit up. My guess is Giolito will too. I mean, the Astros did whatever they wanted today. They just were swinging and scoring and driving in runs and getting on base, walking, scoring, you name it. And the White Sox look dead in the water. They look like a team to me that's going to go home down 2-0. That's what they look like right now to me. Also, tomorrow, you've got the Red Sox and Rays again, game two. That one's going to be Sale against Baz. And then Dodgers-Giants, game one in San Francisco at Oracle. Can't wait for that series. I mean, I'm already hearing people saying it shouldn't be the NL Division Series. It should be the NLCS, the Championship Series, because they're such great rivals and it's going to be such a great series. You'd rather see it go seven. I get all of that. That's fine. Well, here's the reality. It isn't. It's a five-game series right here, right now. Let's go. First 1-3. Can't wish for something that's not going to happen. It's not happening. So let's deal with what we got, what's in front of us. What's in front of us is a five-game series starting at Oracle. It is what it is. Also, on top of that, game two, White Sox Astros is Braves Brewers game one. That's in Milwaukee. Burns against the Fisherman, Charlie Morton. There you go. Four games tomorrow. 2:07 for the White Sox Astros, 4:37 Braves Brewers, 7:00 Red Sox Rays, late night 9:37 Dodgers Giants in the city by the bay, in the bay. This game, the Wave and Houston's going back and forth in big gains and big chunks. It's pretty exciting. I'm just keeping an eye on it. I got action on that game with Houston. So I'm also watching this Rams-Seattle game. So all that's going on. And by the way, there's a lot of hockey and some NBA tonight. And I had the prop boat in the lagoon on the Red Wings on the money line to beat the Penguins. And they did. They beat them 4-2. So I hit that prop bet. I put that out today on Farrell on Grid. So I do a lot of the prop bets on one of my Twitters. I got at Scott Farrell and at Farrell on Grid. The at Farrell on Grid one is basically the Twitter for the show on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, both shows, right? So I put props out on there all day. Everybody knows what I did Sunday. I went 12-1. And then I've been hitting props all week, left and right, like crazy. I hit the Justin Turner last night, over a half RBI, plus 150, hit the home run to tie the game. Cover! And the other night, Cavs, Bulls, over, way over the rainbow. Cover! Monday night, hit prop bets, and my fourth straight Monday night football game, double cover, money line and spread. Double cover! I mean, all documented. It is what it is. You don't like it, have a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. Oh. Anyway, I got to keep an eye on all these games because I do have action. Let me just look at these. I think I have the Grizzlies. That was a money line I gave you tonight. The Grizzlies over the Hornets on the road, 128-98. They rolled. I have to pull up at the very least. I don't know if you knew this or not, Mafia. The other night, I think it was with Carver High, I told him that I'm on Remember on the air, I said the other day on Coast to Coast, I'm not buying Kevin Durant as the MVP of the NBA season where everyone's on the Nets and everyone's on KD for MVP and everyone else is on the Lakers. And it's just always the same thing, right? So I'm like, MVP will be a much younger guy that plays every day, that doesn't miss a month with injuries. And the Joker won it last year. Now everybody's favorite is Embiid again because they think he got shafted. No, he didn't. He was injured with his knee. Joker deserved it. He was better. End of story. Now Embiid, a lot of people favor him for it. I'm taking Ja Morant. And then the other guy I chose, I had three. I got to remember what the second one was. But originally, it was Anthony Edwards of Minnesota, but they suck so bad. It's hard to think he'll win the MVP because they suck so bad, right? So I just have to remember who I picked as the second one in the middle. Luka? Who?
You're not wrong with your boy Luka?
Yeah, Luka's my second. So Luka Doncic is second. I'm going Ja, Luka, and Anthony Edwards. That's it. I'm going all young. I'm not doing this KD with his, you know, sits out with a calf for a month or Hammy or Harden or Kyrie never plays. I'm not doing all that.
Right, especially because he has to carry the load because Kyrie's not playing all the home games. So you know he's going to have to rest a bunch more.
I think he should just go become a Buddhist. Like and join it like a temple. I think you should go to the Far East and just climb a mountain and live in a Buddhist temple. I mean it. Because I don't even see why he plays in the NBA anymore. I really don't. He wants to save the world. He's Jesus, all the rest. He won't do the vaccines. He won't listen to anybody. He takes a 2 weeks off every month. Oh, here we go. The Rams, Reagan, 3 and a 40. And a 35, 30, 35, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, big game there. We got a little action going here with the Rams waking up in the second half all of a sudden. Mafia, we've got action after a listless first half. Cooper Kupp with a big block and you got a big hold of 45, 40, 40, 35, 30, 45, 45, blah blah blah. I love it. Do we have Joe Lisi next, Mafia? Oh, next hour. That's right. He likes to drink red wine for an hour before he comes on. I forgot about that. And now here they are in the red zone again with your boy Stafford going to the end zone. Touchdown, Irish. The Rams all of a sudden. Higbee. Tyler Higbee with a TD. The Rams are opening up a can. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
The Grizzlies game that they played tonight, I had the over 217, 128-98 over the Hornets on the road with a cover. Another prop boat in the lagoon winner from Uncle Futrelli. Sixers beat the Raptors 125-113. I stayed away from it. Heat Rockets in Houston underway now 23-19. That one's on the deuce if you're interested in it. And the Rams now, after the Higbee touchdown, up 16-7 on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks in Seattle. But 4 minutes left in the third, so tons of time left in this one. And you know Russell Wilson is not done scoring. I would be shocked if he doesn't get in the end zone again.
That D-Jack's long catch that he might have gotten lame on. That hit me the over, I think it was 38.5 for the longest pass completion by your boy Stafford. And I had DK Metcalf scoring an anytime touchdown earlier. So we got a couple of those going in this game tonight.
So, you got DK Metcalf going right now to score a touchdown.
I have him on my fantasy teams, but I also had him anytime touchdown. That already came through with his touchdown earlier, the only touchdown they have for Seattle.
Seattle, that's right. I'm tripping. I was thinking of the touchdowns that the Rams just scored, Higbee. Anyway, so, yeah, Metcalf's good. I have Metcalf in a under 75.5 receiving yards. Where's he at?
44 right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had Cooper Kupp on the over, and he's doing nothing. 4 catches for 23 yards.
Oh, block punt. Down. Block punt. Now Seattle's going to run with the ball. Now he's going to kick it. You got to be kidding me. There's a flag on the play. So they blocked the punt. Then he ran with it. Then he kicked it again.
That can't be legal.
So I don't know what the call is. I got to see what the call is. But they blocked it, and then it spun in the air and landed. He ran over and picked it up. Yeah, you can advance the ball, but you can't kick it again. Dixon kicked it again. He picked it up with one hand. That was beautiful. Then he ran with it. Then he kicked it again. And he kicked it brilliantly. I mean, he booted the hell out of it for like 60 yards. But it doesn't matter because the block, I think they're going to freeze it. And it's going to be it's going to be Rams ball.
Definitely going to be Rams. Don't you mind? Like, how much does that flag cost them then? Because where is it, like, from the spot that he kicked it, they lose like another 10 yards? Because that was what, like the 20? You're all the way, you know, in red zone territory already.
Okay, well, look, first of all, he advanced the ball. So the line of scrimmage was the 21. So let's see where he ran it to. He picked it up at the 11, and he ran it up, and he kicked it at the 21. So he kicked it. I think he went over to the line of scrimmage on top of the fact.
Oh, yeah, definitely over the line of scrimmage.
He went over the line of scrimmage and kicked it again. So I think the Rams should get the ball either right there at the spot of where he kicked it, or add the penalty yards to it, 5, 10, whatever it is. Here we go. Let me listen to this guy.
Well, it's probably they get at the line of scrimmage because he crossed the line of scrimmage and then add the yards from there.
No foul for kicking it again. How wrong is Troy Aikman and everyone else?
That can't be possible.
So you can kick the ball twice. You can kick the ball twice, apparently.
But he crossed the line of scrimmage.
I want to listen.
That has got to be the most messed up set of rules. If this guy can pick it up, run across the original line of scrimmage, and then kick it again. I mean, I don't know how that could possibly be
legal.
That
is such BS. There is no way that can be legal. No penalty at all. No penalty at all. And that 60-yard punt counts. That is BS. I just cannot believe that. I have a real hard time accepting that. He gets the punt blocked. He picks up the ball, runs it over the line of scrimmage, and then punts it again, and it goes 60, 70 yards, and now they have the ball at the 10, at their own 10. I think it's BS. I really do. I think that's BS. I mean, you got to be kidding me. How can that be legal? Is that legal? I don't know, but it sure is fun, isn't it?
I mean, how do you not challenge that, too? Even if you take a chance, like, he was at the line of scrimmage. They just had Pereira on. I was listening to, you know, when I was muted, and said, like, you can kick it again, but not past the line of scrimmage. So how do you not challenge that the guy was over the line of scrimmage? He was right there.
He was at the 21, and he kicked it at the 22. They're talking about it right now. The line of scrimmage was the 21, and he kicked it at the 22. It's a terrible call. As usual, the NFL refs butchering a game. I mean, you got to admit, that's terrible.
Too.
Oh, look at this misplay. Kupp with a big catch. How many yards do you need for Kupp?
I think it was like over 87. So that'll get up to like 60-something maybe. Or no, 40.
Whoa,
like
that was. I mean, that was a big gain he just caught right there. That was at least 20 yards. I mean, that's at least 20 yards because he got it and ran another 10. So keep an eye on that prop boat. I think you're right there. minute and a half left in the third, 204 total yards for the Rams in this quarter. They're moving the ball on Seattle's porous defense that's finally sprung a leak. The whole first half, they dominated, and now they're giving up big plays. Another big play, a 9-yard gain on the ground. So Stafford's thrown for almost 300 yards now, 294 with a TD and a pick. And it's getting interesting, I'll tell you that much. I got to keep an eye on this, these college games, because I got so much action. There you go, Coastal. Oh, but how about Arkansas State scored again as well? It's 45-20 with 10, about 11 minutes left. Houston scored again. They're up 33-22 with 8 minutes left. Oh, Billy. I need another big night in college football. You remember last week, Mafia, on Thursday and Friday night, I went perfect 3-0. Whatever it was, Thursday night, Friday night, whatever it was, Iowa, remember? I can tell you what it was. It was last week on Friday night, I went 3-0. Houston hit over Tulsa, Iowa hit over Maryland, BYU hit over Utah State. I went crazy. That was
speaking
Friday
of
night,
messed
though.
Up fingers before with Stafford. See the video that's going around now? Russell Wilson apparently screwed up his middle finger on his throwing hand, trying to throw the ball, and Aaron Donald hit him. But still in there, and they're showing Geno Smith. I don't know if he's going to come into this game because it was that finger was messed up and ugly.
So now I just saw Geno warming up. Your boy Geno hasn't played in a while, but he's been up there for a couple seasons now as the backup for Russell Wilson. Yeah, his finger is mangled. That's a situation right there developing quickly. Now let's go back to this Houston game. That's not happening. Now I'm going to switch. How about this? I got Vegas playing on the ice. Arizona and Vegas in Sin City. Ooh, the Vegas Knights dancers looking healthy. Hey now. What is happening there with the Vegas girls dancing? I mean to tell you. Go ahead. Cheer your lives away. Woo! What is happening there? That is fantastic. There's Robin Leonard, the goalie for the Knights, after accusing the NHL of dishing out opioids to all the players. Can you believe that guy, the whistleblower goalie, told everybody that he's been watching teams dish out pills to all the players, Mafia?
I mean, this has been a guy who's never been afraid to mince words and call it for what it is. I mean, he's been not just about the league or anything. You know, he's done that with himself, too, you know, talking about his issues in the past, you know, and calling himself out for it. And, you know, he's come back on the other side. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, not that it wouldn't surprise me. Of course, we've heard about that with the NFL. You had the whole raid on the WFT. We've heard about that. You know, of course, going to be in a sport like the NHL where you're getting bashed around all the time. They're just going to try to get you back on the ice. These guys get gashed open. They get, you know, a skate coming across their face. Come back 30 stitches later and play the rest of the game. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they're popping pills or something and these doctors are just shoveling it down to get these guys back on the ice. And that's what happens.
I don't know about – yeah, I don't think popping pills gets you back on the ice. I think it gets you addicted. I really do.
No, it definitely does. That's what, you know, that's what we know with the NFL guys. So it's definitely a dangerous thing. And hopefully, you know, this is a first step into, you know, slowing that down and stopping it.
Yeah. But guaranteed. So what happens is guys, I think after games, I don't think taking it in game does anything for you. I think, you know, maybe before the game, so you don't feel pain playing, you could take it before the game. Like I'll take a lead before I play basketball or something like that. But I can't see taking oxys or Vicodin or Percocet or hydrocodone before a game does anything to help you play. Maybe not feel anything, but I don't think you're going to be sharp on it. And I think you would be a little sluggish. But, you know, a lot of people that do those do them because they get high on it. It makes them not down, actually. It's speedy for them. Believe it or not, it's not a, you know, even though it's a downer, it's an opioid. People that do them all the time, they say get elevated heart rate, like they get awake, they speed off of them.
You're living through a revolution. Sports gaming is sweeping the country.
You can feel it.
Soon you'll be drowning in noise from posers and wannabes.
They have noise.
We have analysis and expert information.
Stick with who you know.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so for on the bench, Geno Smith's in the game. They got the ball at the half-yard line to start for him, and now he's mowing it upfield and making every pass complete. I mean, he's just cutting through them like butter. So you got to be kidding me, Mafia, that Geno Smith's going to beat me? I mean, honestly, the guy has, like, cobwebs coming off of him. He hasn't played in so long. And now he's taking him 45 yards up the field. He hasn't had an incomplete pass yet. The pass interference was called on a hit on Metcalf by Ramsey, and they're just moving the ball right up the field. Like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, can't the Rams just finish them off now with this guy in the game? I mean, what? That just shows me they're not for real.
Yeah, that you're struggling against this defense who's gotten torched by everybody and has gotten torched by you time and time again. It's just pretty, you know, sad for them. There's 16 points right now. They should have 30 points right now. They've had so many opportunities. They've been down the field. They've had better chances that they just haven't converted on. This is an ugly game for them. And I know you're on the road. I know the 12th man and all that. This team gets lit up by a lot of people. You should have done that too if you're so badass.
Jesus, Geno Smith just broke free and ran like 5 or 6 yards. You have got to be kidding me that this guy is going to do me. I mean, I just can't. Am I watching this? Is this happening to me? Maybe it's not healthy for me to have this game on. Watching this guy come out of bed, literally out of bed, under the covers, to come out and play like this immediately with absolutely no warm-up, nothing, just right in the game, and he's moved the ball 50 yards. Is making me sick to my stomach. Here's another completion. Honestly, I'm sick to my stomach. I may have to turn the channel, which I'm going to do right now. I got to watch the end of the Houston game.
You're sick to your stomach. He's already made more better plays for Seattle in this drive than he's made for the Jets' whole career when he was there.
I mean, honestly, it's true. Now I got everything going tonight. Mafia, I really do. I've got so much action going. Coyotes in Vegas now. I'm watching that. I told you already, Arizona's winning this game on nothing, by the way. I've seen it all. I can't even believe they're still in the league, to be honest with you, with all the problems they've had with, you know, finances and the organization and everything else in the Valley. Seriously, I can't even believe they're still there. I thought they would have moved by now somewhere that really wants hockey. I've never believed ever since the NHL. Do you remember when the NHL went in and
and bought them out and saved them?
The Coyotes, yeah. Right? So, like, I feel like ever since then, they just haven't been real. I don't know. They just don't seem like a real organization to me.
Right, it seems like they're pet projects. It's like the WNBA of the NHL. They just keep it going, even though they're losing money, even though the fans aren't showing up and it'd be better, you know, elsewhere. They just keep it going and say, you know, we're just going to leave them here. We don't want to lose this market that doesn't even want us. I mean, this is just Bettman not willing to admit defeat.
Yeah, and then that period ends. It's so boring. Preseason NHL hockey, I think it might be the worst thing that ever happened in America or in Canada or in the world. I'm not sure. Look at this guy. Honestly, I turn back and on, and here's Geno Smith. They're down to the 25. He's gone 75 yards and like nothing. He has just led them down the field. Like Geno, the genius, he's throwing perfect strikes. You got to be kidding me. I have seen it all, man. He's 4-4 for 48 yards. He hasn't thrown an incompletion yet. I have seen it all.
You know, I understand it sometimes when this happens, when you get the backup quarterback in here and it's different than what the defense prepared for, like as far as skill set. If you get a guy like Geno Smith in there who can run around and stuff, meanwhile they're, you know, going against a pocket passer. But Russell Wilson is the same kind of, you know, the same skill set. That's why they have Geno. They don't have to change it. So it's the same guy, essentially. Just a lesser version to get burned.
He just threw a touchdown. Geno Smith, 5 for 5 on the drive from the 1 yard line all the way down the field, 99 yards and a touchdown pass to Metcalf. You gotta be kidding me. How bad are the Rams? Phony poser ass Rams. They are a poser. phony ass Rams. Vaunted
defense they're supposed to have.
Oh, yeah. Going to the Super Bowl at SoFi. Greatest team ever. You got to be kidding me. I mean, honestly.
That D-back didn't even know that the ball was coming. He was so turned around, looked at Metcalf and looked back at the line, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait, the ball's going over my head? Am I supposed to watch that guy? The best receiver on the whole field?
He was wide open. He was there was nobody around him for 10 yards. You have got to be kidding me. Like, what am I watching? God almighty, Geno Smith's going to beat me. I mean, this game should be over already. I can't believe it. I really can't. Oh, my God. What is happening? Anyway, the Houston Cougar game with Tulane, 33-22, 3 minutes left. And I don't know. They're showing like a timeout or something on the sideline. I don't even know who has the ball at this point. I got to keep my eye on this other game, too. See if it changed. 52-20 now, Coastal, 7.5 left. You know, you would think that would do it. You think that that would finish them off. But Houston has the ball at around the 44, their own 44, 2nd and 13, and they're up 11. I need them to score another touchdown and finish this game off. I was laying 4.5. There's a reverse, and he's got a big hole. Go! Over to 50. There you go. That's what I need to see. 5-0 Rays now. Going to the 8th inning in game 1 between the Rays and Red Sox. That's beautiful. I had a sharp call me tonight before that game started. He called me around 7-8 in the morning, or 7 or 8 at night, 7 at night, an hour before the game, telling me, you got to bet the Red Sox. You got to bet the Red Sox. And I said to him, I already bet the Rays. I bet the Rays on FrillOnTheBench.com, and I bet the Rays on Coast to Coast on TV today. I'm not flipping anything. He's like, the Red Sox are going to win. I'm like, okay, well, good luck with that. Bet a lot of money and see how that works out for you. I'm on the Rays. I've been on the Rays all day, all night, and they're up 5-0 going to the 8th. So the Red Sox better have a huge 8th and 9th inning or they're in big trouble, mister. We already saw the Astros kick the White Sox ass today. 4 games tomorrow. I told you earlier. 3rd and 6 now for Houston. I got to get this team in the end zone one more time so I don't have to sweat this game. Oh, there's a giant hole down to the 36. I love it. First down. Let's go. Finish him, Johnny. Sweep the leg. That's what I need, Mafia. I need another score from the Cougs.
They showed a graphic. It was quick, so I didn't necessarily catch it. I think what I saw, though, was that that was the first pass TD for Geno Smith since like December 3rd, 2017.
It was the first touchdown or third?
First touchdown for him since like 2017.
First touchdown pass in 4 years. Well, exactly my point. I've been saying nonstop for the last 5 minutes, this guy's going to beat me. This guy that they brought out of, like the cobwebs off of him and the rust, and he came out of bed. The guy hasn't played. He never plays. He never does anything, and he walks on the field and goes 99 yards. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I've seen it all, dude. Honestly, like it's like the game's fixed or something. I'm just like, how is this guy killing me? You got to be kidding. Kyrie ineligible for the home exhibition. When are people going to catch up to the fact that this moron is not playing basketball in Brooklyn at all? He's not allowed. And there's no God. There's no Jesus. There's no medical. There's no anything. There's no religion. It's simple. You're either vaccinated in New York or you're not playing in that building. It's that simple. Same thing in San Francisco, same thing in Toronto. You're not playing. So he's not playing at home. He's not. He's not allowed to practice at home. He's not allowed to play at home. So that's that. You lose. What he should do is just not play this year. I keep saying it. What are they going to do this? Are they going to deal with this every single day, every single week, the entire season? They're not going to play this game with Kyrie Irving when they know he's not going to play. They're not going to let him play. He's not allowed to play in Brooklyn. That's it. He cannot play at the Barclays Center. But they keep treating it like it's a different story every day, that it's some breaking news that he's not allowed to play in an exhibition or a game. He's not allowed to play in any effing game in Brooklyn. How's that sound?
Right. They make it sound like he's got day-to-day with an injury, not that he's going to sit out the whole season because he doesn't have his shot. Until they get the story that he's vaccinated, there is no update. It's just he's still not here.
Right. He's not doing anything. Oh, here we go. Cougars running free to the end zone. With a we got a touchdown. Clean, no flags. That should do it. 35-yard McCaskill touchdown rush to put him up. 39-22 with a minute left, and that'll do it. The cover! Houston -4.5 with the cover at Tulane. And they're going to be 5-1. Holgerson's Cougs. Come on. All right, so back to the listless Rams game. Are they really down at the goal line?
Yep, they just had a couple big passing plays. One to Woods, a big one to Kupp for 33 yards. Another one to Kupp now down to the goal line. Why couldn't you get in and hit my anytime touchdown TD prop, you bum? Or at least you got over the 87.
Why don't they just throw to him right now? They got one guy out there on both of those receivers. Throw it now.
Wide receiver screen, let's go.
Nope, touchdown. They ran it in, untouched. Sony Michel. I mean,
oh,
how about
even
that?
Henderson? Come on.
I turned the channel to watch Houston, and I turned back 3 minutes later, and they're in the end zone after they gave up the Geno Smith touchdown, and the Seahawks were celebrating. The Rams went down the field and scored so fast, the fans didn't even sit down in their seats after the Geno touchdown to Metcalf before the Rams were in the end zone, and it'll be 23-14 after the extra point, and it is. 6 minutes left.
Yo, they finally tried to wake up and said, wow, we just got embarrassed by Geno Smith. We need to go show that we're actually good again.
Yeah, really? So now they need to finish him. And don't let this guy go down the field and do that again. Make me sick to my stomach. God almighty. Later, we got Joe Lisi on to talk about college football. Not only that, but we're going to get Mafia involved, and I'm going to get involved because I'm not here Friday or Monday on the bench or on Coast to Coast. So this is it for me tonight, just for a few days. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Honestly, I cannot believe what I'm watching. This guy, Geno Smith, is going off. He's 6 of 6 for like 80 yards, a touchdown. He runs wide and gets jukes a guy, goes 8 yards. Like, what is happening here? This guy, he's never played and done a thing in Seattle or anywhere else for that matter. And here he is coming on the field. He looks like a Super Bowl champ. They're showing a close-up of Wilson's finger. He definitely dislocated his finger. He broke it or something. His middle finger's just absolutely mangled. That's why he's not in the game. But 5 minutes left in this game, and Smith's at it again. He's going to move him down the field and score, apparently, for the second time. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. I can't win. I just, it's just unbelievable. This is so unbelievable to me as a bettor that I want to puke. I really do. Honestly, you can't stop this guy. I the Rams are so disappointing to me. You're lucky I'm not on Coast to Coast tomorrow. What a disappointment they are. What a phony, you know, paper champion they are. I mean, honestly, they've already crowned them champs, and they can't get out of their own way. You got to be kidding me watching this guy light them up. That's his first incompletion since he's been in the game. He took them 99 yards before. It's unbelievable to me what's happening. It really is. All right, next hour, Joe Lisi on college football. We got a lot going on, so don't go anywhere. It's Pharrell on a Bench.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.